massacre of 14 people.
At a Planned Parenthood in Colorado.
Killing a black teenager.
American income inequalities on the war on terror
by a powerful assault weapon.
New war between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Okay, what the f***?
What the f*** is that? What is that, Private Pie?
The new show. The one that isn't FCC regulated. This is WTF America. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm your host, Charles Tendell, and this is WTF America, a second episode in this short little mini segment of the reboot of this one. And if you've been listening to my other show over on the CharlesTendellShow.com, you know it's a mixture of tech, politics, and all the fun things that go bump on the internet and give people pause. And it might be the stories that you may or may not have missed or didn't really get full coverage on, because, you know, we live in a world where information is manipulated, where facts are twisted, where data isn't where it should be, and people that we trust, places that we trust, may or may not be giving us all of the information. So this week has been pretty eventful. There's been a lot of stuff going on over on the Charles Tendell Show over on 1690 KDMT at thecharlestendellshow.com. If you are subscribed to this podcast, you have probably heard it. If not, you should go back and listen to it. Friday, we talked about how a privilege, not necessarily the color of your skin, but privilege can get you away with rape for, or at least get you 3 to 6 months in the county jail versus going to prison, depending on who you know and how well you know them. And, you know, if your father or your daddy, or you happen to go to a school, maybe, that the judge that has your ruling went to, if you both went to Stanford. And of course, I'm talking about, you know, what is his name? The Brooke kid, Brock Turner, or whatever his name is, over at Stanford, who got convicted of 3 felony counts of rape and got away with it, essentially got away with it. No remorse, no nothing going on. And that's the real issue, is we live in a country where these guys are get to do things like that and not have to worry about it. But that's not today's story. If you want to hear about that story, listen to Friday or yesterday's show at thecharlestendellshow.com or the one previous to this podcast. Been all sorts of good stuff this week. You know, we've talked to lawyers, we've talked to authors, we've talked to all kinds of stuff over on thecharlestendellshow.com. But you're subscribed and you're here today for this show because this one airs after those. It airs outside of it. Yes, this is the one that isn't FCC controlled, so I get to say whatever I want. But this one is about the possibility of all of the information, everything that you know, 99.9% of the information that you've seen on the internet potentially being manipulated. I know, big deal, it's the internet. Of course, it's been manipulated. Of course, you know, you have to do a little digging. You have to do some fact checking. You have to look at some of the things you've done out there to be able to see whether or not it's true or not. So yes, I encourage you to always go and search, and there will be in the show notes of this places for you to go and search. But what if I told you that Google was changing the way you saw the internet in favor of Hillary Clinton for president of the United States? Now, I don't know whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I don't care whether you're a liberal. I don't care if you're a hardcore Bernie Sanders supporter. I don't care if you're non-affiliated. This matters. And the reason this particular thing matters is it looks like a trusted source, somewhere that is an action word. Google is a verb. You can actually look it up in the modern dictionary. People are telling you to go Google it. You know, you Google it. It comes embedded in most browsers. Every Apple device by default uses it out of the box. Up until recently, Firefox used it exclusively for their in-browser search mechanism. And it's been embedded in our lives everywhere. And they got control over everything. They've got phones now. They've got text messages. They've got picture messages. They even have their own internet, literally. Google Fiber, you know, they've got mobile phones, they've got cell phones now, right? And those cell phones are what, you know, people talking on and texting and sending naughty pictures on, all that crazy stuff. Google has control of these things. Well, it looks like they've done something evil in spite of their motto. So Silicon Angel, Sourcefed.com, or originally SourceFed. And these guys are, that's Philip DeFranco's outfit. He's got all kinds of stuff. They're not political at all. They don't typically do this. They're tech people and they're not stupid. But search giant Google Inc. stands accused of manipulating its search results in favor of Hillary Clinton, according to a new report with compelling, extremely compelling, and we'll get to that probably later, but extremely compelling evidence came out on Thursday. SourceFed, a YouTube channel with 1.7 million followers and with no obvious political affiliation, they primarily publish a mix of news videos, pop culture, how-to, you know, funny satire videos, joke, things like that. They are not typically political. They just, there aren't. Makes the claim demonstrating that when a user types in Hillary Clinton and then starts to type another word into the search box, Google recommended autocomplete results, which are meant to reflect what should be there and what people are typically searching for, what is trending on the internet, right? In popularity and how often it's searched and so on and so forth. It should suggest what everybody else is looking for, okay? But it's commonly suggesting, when it comes to Hillary Clinton, it's suggesting nothing but positive results. One example is given when a user types Hillary Clinton CRIM, or crime, and they're getting ready to finish crime, at least that's what you're going to assume to do, they're going to go over on crime, into the search bar. Instead of being recommended to search for Hillary Clinton crimes, Google suggests Hillary Clinton crime bill of 1994. Despite Google's own trends tool showing that Hillary Clinton crimes is by far and away more searched, it's more popular than the other bill. In stark contrast, typing in Hillary Clinton CRIM into, say, Bing or Yahoo, you get the expected results. You get Hillary Clinton criminal. You get what you should be getting. At least what it looks like you should be getting. And then it brings up the question of, did Google actually do this? And I know the technical behind it is most people out there who do SEO, and all you SEO cats, I understand it. I get it. I own websites. We all own something that if it's the top of Google search results, we win. We win at the internet that day. If we get clients from our online presence, we win. If information is referred to us, we win. So I understand that there are some other caveats to this. And SourceFed released their video, you know, and in their video, they show them doing the searches, them doing the trends, them doing all that other information. And immediately the internet was set on fire. It was crazy. They set it out late Thursday night. They put this out on their YouTube page, which is surprising that it actually made it out there. Or it doesn't surprise me that it was suppressed as long as it was. It was held down as long as it was. But you can watch the original video over on thecharlestendaleshow.com. You know, you can find it in the show notes. Or I'll probably embed the video on this particular post because this needs to be seen by more than just me and the geeky community. But the geeks out there, the people who are listening from the Charles Tendell Show and expect only tech on these shows, I know what you're thinking. Well, you know, I can manipulate the results myself by continuously searching the same thing. I can search it, and then I'm always on the top. Well, yeah, other people accused them of that too, and they came out with a follow-up video. Here, listen.
By now, you've probably seen the video that SourceFed posted yesterday regarding the potential manipulation of Google search recommendations in favor of presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Let me start with this quick update. Google responded to our story today in a number of outlets. Here's a Google spokeswoman's statement on the matter published this morning in MarketWatch. Autocomplete predictions are produced based on a number of factors, including the popularity of search terms. Our systems are periodically updated to improve search, and our users' search activity varies, so the terms that appear in autocomplete may change over time. Additionally, our systems automatically filter a small set of offensive or inappropriate content from autocomplete predictions, which is a very reasonable response. And many articles published since then have posited that the discrepancies we found may fall under that second category. Now I'd like to talk about the video, how we made it, and the surprising number of death threats, level of attention that it's received since it went live. If you're a longtime subscriber, no, we're not bringing back comment commentary. If you heard about us for the first time yesterday, SourceFed is a topical comedy channel on YouTube. We make fun of news and current events as they happen to to us and our audience. In the past week, we've talked about stories ranging from Hillary Clinton clinching the Democratic nomination, to SpongeBob SquarePants pants, to Tinder banning teenagers from using Tinder because they were teenagers using Tinder. However, we do want to find the best ways to deliver actual news to an online, largely young audience who may not get informed due to the sheer number of listicles, cat videos, and song parodies vying for their limited time and attention. The serious subjects that we cover vary from environmental news to US and global politics, international stories of interest, and matters of human and civil rights. So, yeah. We're comedians with an interest in topical news. But when we see something that comes along and we deem worthy of our audience's attention, we're going to make them aware of it. And then, apparently, it's going to flood our inboxes and Twitter feeds and put my face on Fox News, which nearly gave my mom a freaking heart attack. So how did the video come about? Well, we were doing research for a different story about how Google could potentially sway public opinion based on search rankings. This was sourced from a Wired article that we cited in yesterday's video. We thought the original story was pretty cool, so we ran with it. While researching that video, we began searching various terms on Google to see how search results were being ranked. That led us down a deep, dark research hole. WikiLeaks, a Julian Assange quote, an article from Quartz about Eric Schmidt. It was a long day. To make a long story short, too late, we compared Google's autocomplete recommendations against other search engines and Google's own trends page using logged in Google accounts, proxy IPs from various US states, and an incognito window in multiple browsers. TLDR, the same results came through every single time. Look, we saw something that raised a lot of red flags for us, so we've spent time doing research, the results of which were worth sharing. We made a video that posed a question that we felt needed asking, and the discussion that that video is generating shows that people are interested in this. To recap, we found an article that sparked a discussion in our office. We encourage everyone and any outlet who finds something that interests them to follow that thread of interest. We know we will. That's cool. It seems like our takeaway from this is that asking questions gets a discussion started.
Now, I don't know about you, but these guys over at SourceFed are pretty smart, right? At least that's my opinion. They're pretty smart. They use technology to convey their message on a regular basis to their listeners. They're not out there willy-nilly, you know, kind of half-assing the tech thing. They know what they're doing. They know what they've seen. They know how it works. They know what trends are. They know all those other wonderful things. But they go on to show you that it's just, yeah, we used incognito mode. We used both a logged in and a logged off account. We went through the measures of doing it independently, and I've even done it. I've even looked at it. Now, Google did come back and say, oh, you know, in their statement, we do censor sometimes information that happens to do with a person's name and you know, negative comments, violent comments, or, you know, things like that, things that could be derogatory, which, okay, I can reasonably see that. You want to protect the privacy of someone, right? You want to protect how they're going to be feeling about something. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you take that same mentality and you put in Trump, R-A-C, like, it could be anything. Like, that could be Trump going on a race. That could be Trump, you know, rack space. That could be Trump anything. But it's the first thing it suggests. The first thing it suggests on Google is racist. Trump racist. Now, that was just me. That's off the top of my head. Let's see what it does. And, you know, there's been some counter research saying, oh, this isn't true. And it's coming from some of the more expected sources, the ones who are taking the opposite of what is potentially the hacking of the internet. Now, in the original video, and I'll probably play that when we come back from this break, but in the original video, it shows the biggest expense of the Clinton campaign is essentially this data analytics and social media marketing organization. They're the largest organization, largest paycheck that they've gotten. It's pointed out in the video, so it'll be there. But that organization is staffed by ex-Google executives, which ties back to the current Google executive, which ties back into the Pentagon. Now, I had a long conversation last night with a buddy of mine, and he's going to be on the show at some point, but we had a great conversation, and he's one of those guys that have been diving deep into this thing called the Build-A-Bear Group. The Build-A-Bear, however you say it. I always think whenever I say it, it's the Build-A-Bear, like that place you go to in the mall that I've taken some of my kids to, you know. And it's not that. It's not cute and cuddly. Essentially, this is a group of people who get together, and they're the powerful people on the planet. They're the business owners, the corporate executives, the ones pulling the strings that dictate who supposedly is going to be the next president of the United States. And there's even video out there where Hillary Clinton turns to a reporter and says, "It's my turn." And this was early on, and it kind of glanced over, and I had never actually heard it. But you know what? Contextually, what's going on there? We don't know whether there was an extra statement, what was cut, what wasn't cut, what wasn't there. Like, we don't know any of the other additional information. So take that with a grain of salt. We don't know what was going on in the situation, but she says, "It's my turn." Like, she already knows that she's the next president of the United States. And that's scary, if that is the notion. But let's bring it back around. We've got her ties to this tech company. This tech company's direct ties to Google. That direct tie to Google directly tying back into a political figure that directly ties back into the Pentagon. On one hand, if this is true, if this is something that is within the capability of Hillary Clinton or Hillary Clinton's, controllers, Hillary Clinton's, supervisors, the people that are above them. Because, my buddy Dennis said that there's no way that it's Hillary herself, that it's the Clintons themselves. They aren't the powerful ones, which would be unreal, because imagine it. It's not too far-fetched if they are the top of the pyramid right now, or if they are the top of the pyramid, period, because the top of the pyramid is easy to get to. I mean, if this is true, they control the internet, guys. They control how you see the .com. 90% of the information you consume, they control it. And that's a seriously stupid, powerful position to be in. That's power beyond power. You can control elections. And there's even been studies, there's even been reports, as mentioned in SourceFed's original video, there have been other people who have come out and said, "I did this in small countries. I did this on a small scale where if I controlled social media, I controlled search results, I controlled the data that people were seeing, I could sway an election. And if you are Hillary Clinton and you are potentially the next president of the United States, this is nuts. Marinate on that. I'm going to take a break. This is WTF America, the Charles Tendale Show.
Another heartbreak day. Feels like you're miles away. Don't even need no shade when your sun don't shine. Too many passing dreams."
Sponsorship stuff, yay! Do you travel? Do you like traveling? Do you want to see more of the world? Guess what? You can. You can go to beyondtheborderstravel.agency. Yes, that's beyondtheborderstravel.agency, not .com, and get your customized travel experience to anywhere exotic, to crazy places around the world, Costa Rica, cruises, you name it, you can do it. Check them out, beyondtheborderstravel.agency. Guys, nothing says more professional than a clean cut, a good shave, and looking fresh for the day. Make sure that your hair and your beard are all trimmed and cut and look right. Check them out, cruisershaircutsformen.com in Monument, Colorado. Get your head right the best way that you can. Great service, hot towels, shaves, barber services, and yes, you get a beer with your service. What more can a man ask for? CruisersHaircutsForMen.com. Check them out. Tell them I sent you and get 10% off. Yes, again, the beer is free. So check them out. Cruisers Haircuts for Men at CruisersHaircuts.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you whiter than snow. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside, a current that moves and makes it come alive. Living water that brings a dead to life. Oh, ooh, we're going down to the river.
Welcome back. To WTF America, the Charles Tendell Show. You can go to thecharlestendellshow.com. Subscribe. If you are out there on the internet land and you want to keep up with the show, go to iTunes. Review the podcast. Help me get into the new and noteworthy section on there. Today's topic it looks like the Clintons might have hacked the planet, like literally the planet, literally the planet. Okay, and I know that's a great step. Some people are going to say you're over exaggerating. You've lost your mind. You've gone out there. You've gone out on a limb. But this isn't some sort of joke. If this is true, if for some reason or another Google has aligned itself with the Clintons to manipulate suggested searches, it opens the door for them being able to manipulate all of the information, all of your results, all of your data, all of the information. Every click that you've made, every ad that you've seen, every random search result that you've been brought up, they proxy all clicks through their search engine. They can send you to any particular piece of data that they want. They control how you see the internet. They are the Walmart of the internet. And that's a scary thing. Okay, everybody likes to think that Walmart is just this place that's just this horrible entity that treats its employees badly. Whatever. Well, Google's cool. They don't treat their employees badly. Everybody wants to be a Google company. They want to be cutting edge. But Google serves you data. It reposts or makes easily available other people's data. Just like Walmart makes other people's products easily available to you. You go to one centralized location, you tell the people what it is you're looking for. Look, you want light mayonnaise, here's on the shelf light mayonnaise. You want mustard, here you go. You want a 12-pack of hot dogs and an 11-pack of buns, here you go. Red Solo cups, it's a party this weekend. You might want to get to it, especially if you're in the Clinton camp. Google is telling you what you want. Google shows you what you want. And most of the time, 90% of the time, people of all walks of life believe what Google is feeding them. They believe what Google has just handed them. And they take that information, they suck it down as fact, and they go on about their day. Whether they're going to post one of those dank memes out on Facebook, or whether they're going to go and put up a politically motivated post on their Facebook page, or on their LinkedIn page, they're going to have a conversation about data that they believe to be factual. But what if it's not? What if the information isn't real? What if it comes out that it's the information you've been fed has been altered or faked? Now, I don't know how many of you out there have read it, but I was having a conversation with my wife last night, and I said to her that this is very Orwellian. And then I paused for a minute and said, does she know what that means? I know that she and I have read the book together because we drove around the country when we crossed this nation of ours, because we have been from one end to the other twice, a couple of times, a few times. But if you've ever read George Orwell's 1984, if you've ever read it, in it, it talks about how the government begins to change the literal meaning of words. They take words out, they put words in, they combine words to make them more efficient, to guide what people want. And if you take a step back, like when you're staring right at the word, when you're looking down at it, right, when you're staring down at it, it doesn't at all look like there's a problem. It doesn't at all, you know, because you're very narrow focused. If the is pronounced the, if potato is pronounced potato, it doesn't really matter. If hot really meant cold, if up really meant down, green meant red. When you're focused just on that, contextually, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if red changed to green. But when you step back, when you zoom out, when you look at the overall of what's going on, changing the literal meaning of a word has the impact of changing the entire sentence or the entire paragraph or the entire page or the entire book. And in 1984, that's what they were doing. They were slowly changing perspective. They were slowly changing the meaning of words as it came up in different contexts. And that's what's happening. It's not a far stretch. Google is slowly changing the perspective of the information, the vision of information on this planet as you see it. It's showing you what it says is an accurate representation of information. And you're going to take that most of the time and believe it. And then, you know, I know there are people out there, and if you're listening to this, you're probably listening to the Tech Show over on the CharlesTendellShow.com. You're probably subscribed to this podcast, so you've heard the tech things, and you're probably of the level where you research more and more data. I had Pastor Aubrey Shines on the show earlier this week, and we talked about racial inequality. And he and I both came to the conclusion that, yeah, racial inequality sucks. Yeah, it's a meaning of something. But if you take a step back, you remove yourself from the emotional, you remove yourself from the narrow focus of just that one word and you take a step back, it shows the level of ignorance in this country and how people's opinions can be swayed by the simplest of information. And it's sad, but it's true. We've stopped being a country of people that go out seeking deeper information. And I am blessed. I am truly blessed to be around people that do it. I've got my buddy Dennis, my buddy Brent, my buddy Mike, my buddy Westcott. All of these cats are all people that go around and they see the world not only from a higher perspective, but from an analytical perspective. They ask the question, why? And this is something that nobody in the media, nobody that I've seen so far, other than SourceFed, when they put out this original video, has come out and said, why would they do this? Why would this be the end game? And yeah, I know it's kind of obvious. So she can become president of the United States. It's fine. But if someone who controls the internet, who controls Google, who controls how 90% of the population assimilate information, how they see it, and can literally, with that power, swing them around with little to no effort, with literally the click of a keyboard. If you've got that level of power, what does it matter if you're the president of the United States? Even if she isn't the president of the United States, this technology exists. And yeah, it's like something out of House of Cards, but this technology exists. The ability for them to sway public opinion subtly, suggestively, literally, suggestively sway what people are seeing about a person or an individual says that they don't really care about us. They really don't care about our opinions, that our opinions don't really matter, that the information doesn't really matter, that they're going to give us what they feel they need to give us. Do you want this level of control? Do you want to be controlled like that? I mean, I guess the overall answer is, do you care if you're controlled like that? Because it doesn't seem like anybody cares anymore. It seems like everyone is of the opinion that they're going to do what they want to do, and there's no need for me to care. There's no need for me to be up or down or left or right or anything anymore. Someone's going to take care of me, but I don't want to be taken care of. Damn it, this is America. This country was built on people who wanted to set out on their own ways, who wanted to take their abilities, what they know, the information that they have, what's inside them, what's around them, the opportunities presented for them, and prosper. That's what it is to be an American. That's what it means to be an American citizen. Hell, we shouldn't even limit it to an American. We should limit it to being a human being. That should be what every human being wants in life. Now, I don't mean go out, be a millionaire. Don't go out, be the president of the United States. Don't go out and be the founder of some huge corporation. If you want to be a garbage man, be a garbage man. Be the best damn garbage man on the planet. You want to be a politician? Go be a politician. Be a good one. Be a lawyer? Go on. Whatever it is that you want to do, you want to be able to choose what that is. I saw a good video recently posted out on Facebook, and I think it was by my buddy Brian, where it's Micro from Dirty Jobs saying, everybody encourages you to follow your passion, but your passion might not be the right path for you. It might not be what you're good at. It might not be where you should go. I'm a tech guy by nature, but I'm doing a podcast, doing a radio show. Follow the opportunity was the baseline of what he was saying. Follow the opportunities. This technology creates opportunity. It changes the narrative. It creates what it is I want you to see. If I control Google, and if tomorrow I wanted you all to believe that I was the number one ethical hacker on the planet and I controlled Google, suggested searches would now turn into Charles Tendell, world's greatest hacker. I'm not saying I'm the world's greatest hacker. But if I controlled Google at that point, I am the world's greatest hacker. If I control Google, I control the world. And there are going to be experts, there are going to be other professionals, there are going to be other people out there that are going to say, I'm wrong, that I have no idea what I'm talking about, that Google isn't the end-all be-all, there are other search engines. Well, yeah, when was the last time you Binged it? When was the last time you Yahooed it? Both of those companies' search engines are barely surviving. They're not even really competitors. You put them both together, they don't amount up to half of the search traffic that Google has. But Google is also tied into so much. Think about all the people on Google Fiber. Think about all the people who are using Google Fi. Think about all the people on Hangouts, on Google Plus, using their text messages. all of this data is controlled by one corporation, and that one corporation apparently is doing evil. That one corporation apparently is using its powers to, well, I wouldn't even say evil. They're using their powers at the benefit of the highest bidder. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we live in a country, we live in a world where one person or a group of people can control the internet, can control everything. And that is a level of power that you have to first be in awe of, and in second, you have to be absolutely terrified of, because it's just unreal. And that, I think, is where I'm going to end today's show. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And like Steve Jobs said, how do people know what they want if they haven't seen it yet? Well, Google is what you see. They are the ones that provide you with what you've seen it. And you have to ask yourself this question: are you okay with that level of manipulation? Are you okay with knowing that they can feed you whatever they want to feed you, however they want to feed you, on whatever medium they want to feed you? Thank you for listening. This has been WTF America, the second show, the smaller show, I guess it is, of the Charles Tendell Show. You can find it and the rest of the shows that I've done, Talking Now, Ivory Shines, about racial inequality, Donald Trump and his my African-American statement, tech news, all great stuff. Yeah, Mitsubishi got hacked, Twitter got hacked, LinkedIn got hacked. You can find it all over on thecharlestendellshow.com. Go over there, subscribe. It's in iTunes, Stitcher, it's on Blog Talk Radio, it's on, if it's a podcasting location, it's probably there. TuneIn Radio, all of them, find it. You can get the links to it over at thecharlestendellshow.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you probably Monday.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine.